We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin and his wife, Christine.
So, we're a surgical center. Because of UPMC and Allegheny Health Network and Highmark, and thousands of folks rely on blood. We didn't learn this until we were with this Vitalant group, right? Mm-hmm. I had no idea that there's blood is bought and sold on the market, Larry. It's crazy.
Vitalant is the old, they used to have
the blood bank.
And it was, Central Blood Bank. Yep. Everybody knew Central Blood Bank. Yep. But the challenges after COVID apparently have changed the dynamic.
It's hard to wrap your arms around, but there's a dramatic shortage. George Martinez with American Red Cross. Good morning, George. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm well. Thank you.
It's fascinating when you drill down on the numbers. Folks take blood for granted. Do they not, sir? They don't know how difficult it is to get blood, right?
Absolutely. And actually, here's a startling statistic for you. Every 2 seconds in America, somebody needs a blood product. So the need is great. And yes, people can at times take that for granted, for sure.
And also what's happened, because you probably heard me talking about Vital and how blood is bought and sold in the marketplace because it's so critically short. This was exacerbated, wasn't it, George, during COVID for some crazy reason?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we're starting to rebound now. We're starting to see that. But certainly that didn't help. And, being able to congregate, in large numbers, obviously threw a wrinkle in the works. And as you know, collecting blood is highly regulated. So there's all sorts of rules. But we do see it coming back now. Obviously we're very, very excited about that. And but to the point that you made earlier, there's always a need. And, it ebbs and wanes as to sometimes our shelves are more full and other times we get a little bit concerned. So the need is constant, and blood supply does have a lifespan too on the shelf, so it does expire after a certain amount of time. So the need to donate is absolutely constant.
So to try to dispel some of the reasons people might not give, Tell me why, first of all, how do you feel after you do it, and how long does it take?
Nice.
So actually, the number one reason we learned that people do not donate blood is because they're not asked. So maybe if I can just make the appeal now, please give blood. And, obviously we'd love for you to give to the Red Cross, but as long as you donate, doesn't matter what blood bank, because it benefits, the whole community. But that's number one, I think. Well, we know. I guess there's folks that are medically deferred as well, but you wouldn't know that until you get tested. So there are some medical deferments, but the number that I know exists, and it's about just under 35% of folks that can donate blood, that are eligible, they are eligible to donate blood. Out of that 35%, I think it's somewhere between 3-5% that actually do. Oh, wow. And again, it's just, they're not asked. So
how long does it take, to her point, and how does it actually happen?
So there's a couple of different, so if you just donate whole blood, which, is what most people know, you go in, they take a pint of blood, that takes about 30, 40 minutes. Actually, the donation itself, actually collecting the blood takes no more than 20 minutes. It's typically half that time, but from start to finish, you'd be out of there in an hour. And then there's some other things we do, like platelet collection. It takes a little bit longer, where they take your blood and then take out some of the products that they need and then put some of the blood back. And I'm not going to go into the specifics, especially since I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But that one takes a little bit longer. And then after you donate, if you donate whole blood, you can do it after, you can donate again after 56 days with blood platelets, a little bit less than that.
So. How close are we? This is George Martinez with the American Red Cross. To what we're talking about with the shortage, how close are we, George, to synthetic blood? Because I know it's in development.
I don't want to misspeak, and I don't know where we are on that. I don't think it's coming anytime soon from my understanding, but I certainly do not want to misspeak on that.
That's my point. It's just really far off. And
sure.
It's become such a situation that sometimes as a crisis, you have to give things away to get people to give blood. Like you're offering free haircuts if people donate blood, right? Right?
We do have promotions that we do in order to have folks come in. Actually, there was something that was widely popular. We had no idea. It was the Snoopy T-shirt that we did, Joe Cool, about a year and a half ago. And it was so popular that all of our drives were full because people wanted that T-shirt. So we always do promotions. Sometimes it's an Amazon gift card, you know, whatever that is, just because we do have to keep that blood supply going. And in the summer, it wanes a little bit. If you think about colleges and high schools, obviously not being in session because we do some pretty good blood collection there. Actually, we had one at Duquesne University yesterday.
Nice.
So we have to make up for that because that, blood, again, is still needed every 2 seconds. A blood product is needed nationally.
I think it's amazing what he just said, Larry, that only 3% of the people that are even eligible give the blood. I haven't in, I'd say 20 years. And I can't now, but I think it's something we take for granted, right, Larry? And I don't think we should.
Especially here, as you pointed out, in this town, where we're a medical center.
You're right.
And that there's a need maybe more than a lot of other places because of that.
Right, George?
Yeah, it's really something to think about if you haven't done it yet.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely. And getting the word out is step number one, and we're doing that. And very grateful for you having me on and letting us share a story a little bit.
No, it's important. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, George.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
George Martinez with the Red Cross here in Pittsburgh. Now would be an excellent time to watch the Ireland Contracting video feed. Just go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch, KDK Radio Live Stream. You would see Christine Sorensen from KDK TV.
Isn't she pretty?
Who happens to
She's
be
a, nice lady.
A beautiful person inside and out, Marty.
She is wonderful. She's amazing. And the stuff she puts up with in our house. Wow.
Oh. It's getting interesting because now it's me and two boys a lot of the time, actually. It's
yeah,
kind of funny
because
Chloe's so
her.
Busy.
And what's your oldest, Sophia's, about to...
Tonight I'm picking her up to come home for the summer.
Already?
Yeah, yeah. Already. I know.
How'd she...
I know. Pitt finishes a little early.
She kicked ass.
How did she do?
She
her first
ass.
Year experience.
She's a Griffin.
No, her grades were good. She really liked it.
Loves
She's
it.
Really glad she yeah. picked that school. She feels like it was the right fit.
It is it.
She made
I
new friends.
I can't believe
all of it.
She's
yeah.
completed her freshman
it
year.
It is kind of crazy to think that that's
And
over
now Chloe
already.
Is driving.
Yeah.
We just this past weekend started looking at colleges for her, too. Yeah, kind of.
Here we
at,
go again.
Where, I know.
So, Larry.
It's already time.
All of us make fun of Christine. And I mean, all the kids have my sense of humor. And so we all make fun of mom.
Why?
All day long. Because she's funny. She's hysterical.
That's
Could I ask you a personal question?
Yes, oh, yeah.
What about the hole in the ceiling? Where are
still
we
there.
At with that?
It's still there. And it's huge.
I saw a picture.
Yeah,
Marty showed.
It's huge.
It's funny you should say this because I said last night, we got to wait until we see some water, Larry. It could be a while.
No, we can't wait any longer. We're going to just have to patch it up.
No, I think
it's
we're going to get a
ridiculous.
Roofer. One of my boys took a look. He's going to, there's some things that, probably it emanated from, but we've had a lot of rain, not one drip.
Right. We've had rain, we've had the water, the pipes have been running, and we've had nothing since that one. Well, yeah.
Tell Larry about this, because this is actually really interesting to a lot of people. She's on the phone the other day. This is a hell of a story for consumers. With Instacart, tell them what happened. And it was kind of wild.
Yeah, I was looking at our credit card bill and I saw some weird charges through Instacart, which I use to order our groceries. And I was wondering what it was about. So then I looked on my Instacart account and it looked like someone had bought a PlayStation and an Apple device using our Instacart charge. And it charged to our account because my credit card's in there. So luckily on the credit card, you could see it was charged and then we were reimbursed for like five different charges. It was basically like a $500 purchase broken down into like three or four different charges, and then each one was reimbursed. But obviously someone got into my account.
Oh man.
And got the, you know,
that's unsettling.
Username and password right and started charging things. So you know, obviously I've since changed the password.
But hold on, honey, before we get past that, I don't mean to interrupt, but this is important. The guy on the other end of the phone told you what about someone was texting someone. This is wild.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So like when I do Instacart, this person who's shopping for you will sometimes text you through the app saying like, hey, you know, I found this, but I don't see this. Do you want this replacement? That kind of stuff. And they could see texts through the app to this person who must have put his phone in or something, saying, hey, is this the right model Xbox you want? I mean, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
But honey, how did that happen though? I don't understand.
Here's what I think happened. Okay. We got an email that we were part of the AT&T massive data leak.
Oh.
And I think some of our information was compromised, maybe the password and email. Maybe my password was used, you know, in other places. And I've gotten some emails saying, like, that's an unsafe password. It looks like it was part of a data breach. So I'm thinking that, you know, these bots somehow use, like, that info they get on these data leaks and, you know, put it with all these options of places where could it fit. And that's where they found it. I don't know. That's what I'm guessing happened.
I'll tell you what's cool, though. The Instacart folks, they noticed this immediately and canceled all of that stuff.
Right. So it was automatically reimbursed, thankfully. And then AT&T actually is offering free credit monitoring, which we signed up for, and identity theft detection, which we did sign up for.
Unfortunately, you can get that monitoring from a lot of companies that have been compromised.
True, Larry.
It's unfortunate.
It's so common now. So,
one of my boys said, hey, admit, I ordered the PlayStation. All right, honey, I did. My man Ray.
Little different twist to a story about getting groceries delivered. So my daughter and son, they got the wrong groceries delivered to the house.
No. Who was the company? Who was it?
I don't want to say the store.
Why?
I just don't want
to
involve.
It has to be Giant Eagle or Walmart. Which one
How
was
do you
it?
Know?
Because I know they're the two biggest.
No, there's a lot of stores.
We get them from both. Why do you care? If it happened, it happened.
Well, it turns out the driver, so one of these, is it DoorDash or Instacart or something?
Because sometimes it's not the store.
No, it's not the store.
It's the DoorDash people, right.
And so they had to obviously find their order. Mm. Well, they couldn't find the order, so they had to try to refill it. And bottom line is, the person who was delivering it, there were beer cans all over the floor. And they think maybe the guy driving was a little stewed.
God bless him. You'd have to drink to do that job all day. That's a horrible job. They're wonderful to us, I'll tell you that. If they make a mistake, they replace it. And we get all of our stuff 90% of the time from Giant Eagle, and they're wonderful,
And by the way, you can do Giant Eagle on Instacart. That's how I do that now.
Yeah, and they're all very cool, and they've been wonderful to us. But let me say this about Walmart, Larry. If they don't have the product that you order, they ship it, like, next day. You get it at your house delivered by Amazon in a big box. Crazy.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
Kind of
really?
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we've also noticed the paper bags. Now, they're all delivered in paper bags. If any part of that bag on the bottom gets wet, all the product breaks through and it's all over your porch. I'm serious. They don't work, these paper bags. They're very nice people, the delivery people. They're very kind. Courteous,
yeah, I
prompt.
Think. I mean, I know you said it's a difficult job, but I do think it's nice for some people who want to be able to work at maybe odd hours, pick and choose when they want to go, because I think that's kind of how some of these work, where you can just say, "Hey, I have, you know, a couple hours. My kids are maybe in school or whatever, and I can just do a couple hours and make a little money." So I like that option for people who, you know, don't have the ability to
Absolutely.
Do a full time job.
We use it a lot.
Yeah.
I like going to the store. I like seeing people. They're all our friends at Giant Eagle. It's kind of like our family now. But you don't like really shopping.
No, I don't really like cooking, so I don't like grocery shopping. Kind of related, I guess, in my mind.
My wife has this habit of multitasking. And so what she'll do is she'll start cooking something on the stove and then go upstairs to remodel a bathroom. I am not exaggerating this, Larry.
That is true.
So
however,
you go, hold on.
Pre-model.
So, Larry, suddenly you get a call that the fire department's at our house. Oh, I forgot. The kitchen's on fire again.
No, that happened a long time ago. I stopped.
Three times.
I stopped leaving the kitchen when the burner's on.
It happened three times.
Well, like 15 years ago.
Wow. So now she doesn't cook at all, Larry.
That's not true.
Coming up, Kidsburg and more with Christine and Marty. I feel like I'm in...
What's the name of the company that delivered the food to your house? Quit being a wimp. Man up.
I'm not 100% sure.
Because the guy was hammered, though, right?
I'll text my daughter and find out. Because, yeah, I don't...
I love your daughter.
I want to be careful.
She's so nice.
Yeah. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin and Christine Sorensen, Marty's wife.
Hello.
KDK TV anchor woman. And the force behind Kidsburg.org.
Great stuff.
I'm looking at what you got. I see Sesame Street. I can't believe how long Sesame Street's been out there.
Is it 50 years?
I think they just did have that celebration. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Everyone loves Sesame Street. Yes. There's so much to love about it. And they're coming to the Benedum Center Friday and Saturday for shows. And then I also wanted to mention a couple other cool things. Marty and I took the kids to Falling Water over spring break. And we talked to some folks there about these really cool programming they have for kids, including this thing called the Gnome Challenge, where they send you a little gnome character. And then the kids, whether it's either at home or through a school project, kind of design a home for their gnome based on the same kind of principles and ideas and thoughts that went into building Falling Water. So kind of putting you in the mind of what was it like when Frank Lloyd Wright was trying to build a home. And they have so many cool programs there for kids, whether it's through the schools. And I hope people will take advantage of that.
I haven't been to Falling Water in a long time. It's a cool, cool house.
Amazing.
How long has it been since you were there before just recently
right.
taking the kids?
It had been about 18 years since I'd been. And Marty, you hadn't been
since. At least
30,
honey.
Yeah.
You know who wanted to see it when they performed here? Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is not exaggerating one of, if not the most famous personal home in the world. It's literally that significant, and it's right here in our backyard.
And they're wonderful people to take you through it, man.
It was really interesting. You get to walk inside and learn all about what it was like to live there and why it is so significant.
Did you know that Falling Rock at Nemacolin was influenced by Falling Water?
It looks like it. It definitely looks like it. Right. I could definitely see that. I didn't know that, but that totally makes sense now that you say that.
And tell him about your family and their connection with Frank Lloyd Wright in the house and your grandparents.
Oh, yeah. My parents grew up in Racine, Wisconsin, and Frank Lloyd Wright did a lot of homes and businesses in Racine. So he designed Johnson Wax, which is actually the office building there, which is really a cool, really unbelievable building. And both of my grandfathers worked there. One did PR and the other was in the cleaning area. And so then the home right next to where my mom grew up was a Frank Lloyd Wright house also. So there's a lot of the homes in the Chicago, Racine, you know, Milwaukee, Illinois area as well.
So check out Falling Water and their Gnome Design Challenge.
Yeah.
A
home for gnomes. And then I did a story that aired Monday on KDK. I hope people can go see it. It's about the young black motivated kings and queens.
Nice.
And this is an organization founded by a young man, Khalil Darden, who is honestly one of the most inspiring young men. He founded this when he was in high school at Penn Hills because the YMCA had closed. And Marty, you knew how important it was,
of course,
like to have the boys club,
please,
to have a place to go after school for a constructive time. And he felt this void. So he founded this organization and after college got bought this building. It's a former school and now they're renovating it to be a whole community center. So they already house about 60 kids in the after-school program from 2nd through 10th grades, where they offer all kind of cool programming from playing outside to helping with homework. They've got the Citizen Science Lab coming and doing cool STEM programming. And now they're getting grant money to also renovate the rest of the building to be used for a computer lab with 3D printers, for a workspace study program, or area that other people can use. So it's really exciting to see the great work he's doing to help the young people, especially in Penn Hills. But it's open to anyone. And get this, it's $50 for the whole school year, okay? He wants to make it accessible that anyone, no matter what your income level is, can afford to send your kids to a safe place to go after school.
Without the Shady Side Boys Club, I'd be in jail probably.
It's true. I mean, these kids, you know, need a safe place to go after school, especially when parents are working.
Yep.
And let me tell you, the kids I talk to there, they love it. They really love being with their friends.
Completely get it.
The other young people who are like the program leaders, they're all like in their 20s and they're cool. They relate to the kids. They're assigned a mentor. So they each have someone a little bit older who's from their community to talk to. It's just a really great thing going on.
And they struggle to raise money. It's a real struggle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always a struggle, you know, for this kind of thing. When you offer something for $50 a year,
right.
It's funded by grants. So, I mean, God bless this young man, Khalil Darden, for the incredible work he's doing there.
Kidsburg.org. Check out all the options, and it's a great resource. And I know, Christine, this time of year, you're talking about picking up your daughter from her first year at Pitt.
Yeah, where did the year go, right?
And now
it's crazy.
There's a little anxiety for a lot of parents about what am I going to do with the kids here in the coming months for summer. So
now's the time to start thinking about that. And they've got great summer programs for kids there, too.
A lot of great options. Again, kidsburg.org.
Gotta do it.
Coming up 10 until 2, Colin Dunlap. Meanwhile, getting ready to wrap up our hour with Christine.
Hey, I got to mention one of my boys. Philip Amorous, Laborers Union president, really cool guy, very powerful, very, very, very good to his people, but also a great man. They were listening to us last week when we were talking about this shelter for battered women, and on the show live, Refuge for Women, it's called. And Philip, who, again, amazing guy, says, we've got to donate $5,000.
Wow.
And that's a hell of a thing.
That's amazing.
And this is a shelter that I can't tell you where it is, but it's saving women's lives. There are a lot of battered women. There are a lot of women who are forced into the sex trade. They go to these shelters. You've been in these, honey.
Mm-hmm.
They bring their kids. They live there. They offer them training for 90 days. Mark Sorreo, my man, he's giving them a couple hundred grand. He cares about it that much. And they're doing amazing things. And for Phil to do this, Philip, is absolutely spectacular. They're great people. We get caught up in the negative stuff. There are great people doing great things every day. Well, every single day, honey.
And it made me think of the Warmathon, how we loved meeting all these wonderful people who donated.
Absolutely.
I saw your video.
Yeah, we had that great dinner
at
the Fairmont. I'm sorry, I was thinking Fairmont because you had your show there. But no, at the Omni William Penn at that gorgeous terrace room, which I didn't realize hadn't been open for dinner in about 5 years or so. It was spectacular.
Great.
I mean,
food,
it's honestly one of the most grand, gorgeous rooms you could go in all of Pittsburgh.
Is it open now for the public to have dinner?
Yep.
For dinner, yeah. So think about it as a place to check out. The
she
food
got
was
hammered,
amazing.
Like, hammered.
Well, they did provide a lot of different drinks to sample, and each one was delicious. Yes.
She's small. Doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't take much. No, I wasn't hammered. I wasn't that bad. But it was. I did taste a lot of delicious drinks. But point being,
Larry,
there were so many wonderful, generous people who donated to the Warmathon. And that one couple who, you know, gave you extra money after.
Where is that envelope?
I put it at home. I'll tell you where.
All right.
But yeah, it's.
They just said, here.
Yeah.
Give this money to someone who needs it. $500 every
year.
It's
so sweet.
It's amazing.
Really.
It's just so inspiring to meet people like that who are just want to help.
And because you get caught up in the world sucks. We spent, myself and Patrick and Ariana yesterday, about 2 hours with Ozzy Samad. Probably the best charity in America, Brothers Brother. It's amazing what they do.
Yeah, they're right here on the north side, started here.
It's amazing, lady.
And they do work around the world.
Please.
It's unbelievable.
What he had to do to get medical supplies into Ukraine, and no one could do it.
Oh,
Ozzy did it.
But he did it.
They did it, man. They're amazing. We're going to work with them to do something major in the next several months with Get Marty.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Really cool guy, though. But my point is, we get kind of caught up in the
world
sucks routine, and man, it's crazy.
But you know what I learned from today is I think I'm going to give blood. And it's something we can all do. We don't even have to have money to do it. And it just takes about an hour. And, you know, I've always hated needles, but I can get over that. It's really not, once it's in, it's not that big of a deal. Like, get over it. You know, if you're helping people, like, what a great way to do that.
Red Cross and Vitalant, two options to do that. And before you go, Marty wanted me to ask you about Disney.
Disney sucks.
He's thinking about a trip with the kids.
You're joking.
Yes, because he said.
You better wait till my dementia sets in before I go back to Disney. man.
What are you going to do this summer?
I'm not exaggerating. You know how much I hate Disney.
He hates it. I'll tell you, the last time I went to Florida, we didn't do Disney. Marty wasn't here with us that time, but just this past February, instead of Disney, we did that kayak trip down the St. John's River, and we saw the alligators and the manatees, and it was fabulous. And I'm like, you know what? There's so much more to do in Central Florida than just the theme parks.
That said, how do you top your epic journey last summer?
We don't.
We're going to Colorado for our nephew's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister's out there and her family and Marty's whole family will all be out there for the wedding. So it'll be a fun summer.
How about Iceland? You know, we have a new nonstop.
Yes, I really want to do that.
Good luck with
Maybe
that,
Maybe not
hon.
This year, but
down We have a hole in the ceiling.
We have a hole in the ceiling. Oh, my. So, also before you go, you were talking about Pittsburgh Today Live, PTL. Big anniversary coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited. On Friday, we're taping at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, a special show. It's already sold out. So if you don't already have a ticket to the live taping on Friday night, you'll be able to see it on the air. I believe May 10th is the date, but I'll let you know as it gets closer because it'll be airing at several different places. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. I know Jen Ankoviak's coming back. Jill Neely, our producer for almost all of those 20 years, will be part of the show with the three of us. And then the whole rest of the current team will be doing a lot of fun stuff.
Jill Neely, by the way, what a wonderful person, producer.
I mean, what she did for that show is unbelievable. How one person could do all that is pretty incredible.
All right, Christine, we'll see you on KDK TV. Thank you.
Thanks.
And good luck. What, Sophia, got to get a job for the summer.
Yeah, she's almost got one.
Marty said.
They got to make $1,000 a month. I don't think that's too high. That's okay. The thing.
All right.
Or they get
Is
punished.
Is she cool with that?
Oh, yeah.
She'd like that.
Cool. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.